Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Jennings County High School, home of the Lady Panthers. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity girls basketball team. Tonight, final game is going to be the Jennings County Lady Panthers as they host the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall. Internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention the game before this one. It was for a consolation game. We'll mention the final score was 62-56, I do believe. We'll mention that was North Harrison, the Lady Cats, as they went against the Hamilton Heights foe from game one. And that was Charlestown Lady Basketball, and they are the Pirates. And they're having a get-together out there on the court. Captains talking with the officials right now, going through the do's and the don'ts, and I'm getting ready for some basketball, 8:57 on the pregame clock. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment back home, Arcadia, of 731. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional this year will happen at Yorktown High School. In their sectional, it's a pretty good sectional, Centerville Bulldogs, Delta Eagles, Frankton Eagles, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, Jay County Patriots, Newcastle Trojans, and the Yorktown Tigers. That's a pretty loaded sectional. Well, mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Mr. Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. On the phone, you can reach them at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find him at hhshuskies.org. The Huskies wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. This year, there are nine teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the east, it's Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the west, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. The Hamilton Heights Huskies played earlier today. They got a win, 27-25 over Charlestown. So the Huskies are currently 1-0 on the season. They've yet to play a Hoosier Conference team, and their head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry has 120 wins, 54 losses, working in year number 8 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda after this ball game, going to happen this week. It'll be Tuesday, November 7th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. It'll be the Frankton Eagles. The Lady Eagles will be at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. I'd understand, talk to Coach Murphy. Coach Murphy of the JV for Hamilton Heights down here, Jennings County. They played in the auxiliary gym. They had a good game. They didn't win one, but they did win the other. So they finished down here 1-1, and that's always good when you're playing your first games of the season. Now we'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. Home team on the scoreboard is Jennings County, the Lady Panthers. Down here in Jennings County High School, they have a school enrollment of 1,181. They're Class 4A, Sectional 15. There are seven in their sectional. It will happen at Floyd Central High School. In that sectional, alphabetically, It's also the same as the Hoosier Hills Conference. We'll talk about alphabetically in the sectional. It's Bedford North Lawrence. I'm sure you're familiar with Bedford North Lawrence. It's of Damon Bailey. Damon Bailey played for Coach Bob Knight. I understand Bob Knight checked him out when he was in eighth grade, and he was committed as an eighth grader to play for IU after high school. Also in their sectional is Floyd Central, Jeffersonville, Jennings County, New Albany, Seymour, and Silver Creek. The principal at Jennings County High School is Dustin Roller. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. What a quality guy. He coached baseball 13 years at Wabash College. That's Corey Stevens. The athletic assistants are Missy Taylor and Tamara Lawson. Jennings County High School is located at 800 West Walnut Street, North Vernon, Indiana, 47265. On the web, you can find them at JenningsCountyPanthers.com. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They do perform in the Hoosier Hills Conference. And there are seven teams, and they are the same as the sectional teams. That's Bedford North Lawrence, Columbus East. If you're not familiar with Columbus East High School, that's where Mr. J.R. Moffitt attended school. He was a standout athlete, and that's probably putting it mildly. He's coached the freshman boys basketball team for more than 30 years. What a quality gentleman. Also, in the Hoosier Hills Conference, Floyd Central, Jeffersonville, Jennings County, New Albany, and Seymour. We'll mention Jennings County High School. Presently, they're 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. They did defeat Scottsburg. Jennings County was at Scottsburg on Halloween night. Jennings County 62, Scottsburg 45. The head coach for the Lady Panthers in her eighth year is Coach Christy Sigler, 96 wins, 74 losses. And we'll also mention the next team on the agenda for Jennings County. It's going to happen next Saturday. It'll be the 11th. They'll take a week off. They'll get some good practice in. It'll be 4A Jennings County. They'll travel to 4A Silver Creek. So a three-minute buzzer sounded. You may have heard that. We'll talk a little bit about Hoosier Hills Conference this week. This week in varsity girls basketball on Tuesday, the 31st, Columbus 57. They defeated Englewood 50. That game took overtime. Also, Jennings County 62 defeated Scottsburg 45. On Wednesday, November 1st, it was Floyd Central 71, Evansville Harrison 25. And on Thursday, November 2nd, Bedford North Lawrence 58, Mooresville 31. Also on Thursday, Indian Creek 64, New Albany 28. And the final game on Thursday was Seymour 49 over Southport 14. Well, that's in Saturday. Today, November 4th, Bloomington South is at Columbus East. That game started at 1:30. I do not have a final for that game. Also, do not have a final for Castle. They're at Jeffersonville, and that's a 1:30 start. Seymour is at Salem today. And we'll mention 10 o'clock ball game this morning. Jennings County got a decisive win. It was a mercy rule over North Harrison. And the evening game getting ready to tip off here. It's going to start about 6 o'clock. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are here with the Jennings County Lady Panthers. We'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hamilton Heights Hoosier Conference members. Varsity girls basketball today. There was supposed to be a game on the 31st. That was Halloween. It's postponed. That would have been North Miami at Western. There was 2 games on Thursday, November 2nd. It was Rensselaer Central 60, West Central 24. That was a 7:30 contest. And another 7:30 contest on Thursday evening was West Lafayette, 63. Western Boone, 16. And today, on the 4th of November, 6 games. Rensselaer Central at North Judson, that's an 8 o'clock game. Tipton at Meconisqua, 7:30 game. Twin Lakes at Northwestern, a 7:30 game. Charles Perrin, Hamilton Heights, they already played. It was a noon ball game. Hamilton Heights got the win. West Lafayette this morning was at Lake Central, a 10 a.m. ball game. And West Lafayette going to play, actually did play again. Fort Wayne Snyder, that was a 4 o'clock game. That little conference right there, a little tournament, took place at Lake Central High School. That happens to be where head coach Shane Fry of the West Lafayette Red Devils went to school. So they're addressing the crowd right now. They're going to introduce the starting lineup. We'll mention, first, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, that'll be Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights will start like this. It'll be the same as this morning, I should say at noon. And we'll mention that's number two, Ella Hickok. She's a 5'6" senior. Also starting number three, Katie Brown. She's a 5'6" junior. And starting tonight is a number 10, Cameron Renner. She's a 5'10" senior. Also starting number 23, Cassidy Schakel. She's a 5'7" senior. And the final starter in tonight's lineup, number 24, Hadley Cherry. She's a 5'9" senior. The head coach is Coach Keegan Cherry. Now, for the Jennings County Panthers, they'll start like this. Webbing 00, Julianne Woodard. She's a 6-foot senior. I have on good authority. She's already committed to Michigan State University. That's a good place to go. She'll be in the Big Ten. If that holds up, we'll hope it does. We'll mention also number 5 starting tonight, Madeline McIntosh. She's a 5'6" junior. Also starting wearing number 20, Olivia Elmore. She's a 5'8" senior, I understand, from good authority. And she had an ACL. Might have been her and then her brother. 6'7" quarterback. Had an ACL tear and couldn't play quarterback. That's a shame for that family, that particular grandpa. Wanted to know if that was hereditary. Also starting, they said no. Number 24, Eddie Young. She's a 5'10 freshman. And number 31, Molly Ernstis. She's a 5'10" sophomore. We're going to jump it up. Jumping it up center right now for the Huskies. It's going to be number 2, Ella Hickok. She's going to jump it up right there. 00, Julianne Woodard. Tip goes to the front court, Hamilton Heights. And Cameron Renner takes a shot at the bucket. She's in the paint. Went up for the shot, got fouled. She's going to shoot 2, 3 seconds into this ball game. So they had the play worked out, Hamilton Heights. Ella Hickok, that's the first time I've seen her jump center before a ball game, and that's probably in 3 years. So first shot is good. Cameron Renner at the free throw line. The 1-0 contest, Lady Huskies in front. She's going to get one more. No Lady Huskies on the lane other than the 4 for Jennings County. And the second one goes in. 2-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Clock rolling. 7:55. They're going to play back and forth, try to get the ball across the timeline. Hamilton Heights will pass it across the timeline. Eddie Young. She'll go baseline. She avoided that baseline strike and got it back around. Works it to the corner. Now back out top. They'll work the basketball there. Number 20, Olivia Elmore. Elmore on the dribble. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Julianne Witter. Now back to Elmore. They'll work it back down low. They'll go back door. Shot goes up. Wouldn't go. But she'll shoot twice. That's 00. Julianne Witter. 6-foot senior. Watched her play in their first game this morning at 10. To what she started out gangbusters. I got to admit, Coach Christy Sigler plays her bench when the score is probably out of reach. First shot goes in. Julianne Woodard. It's a 2-1 contest. James County at the strike. Woodard, second one, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound. Hamilton Heights, Hadley Cherry. She'll dish it back. She'll get it across the timeline. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll go to the left corner baseline. Going to lose the handle. And defense was good. Going to give the ball back to Jennings County. Credit the defense. That's number five, Madeline McIntosh. So Jennings County on the dribble. Trying to break the press, and Will, the dribble, that's Woodard, crossing the timeline. She's going to get caught for a traveling violation. Tried that jump stop and got the ball hooked between her lower arm and her hip, and they call a traveling violation, a foot move. So Hamilton Heights gets the ball back, and with the basketball on the dribble is Ella Hickok. She'll work it back. She'll get it to Cassie Schakel. Now back to Ella. Ella on the dribble picks up a screen from Schakel. Schakel's going to take a baseline jumper. About a 12-footer, maybe 14. Good from the baseline. Cassie Schakel makes it a 4-1 contest. In the front court, Woodard. To get it back to teammate, she's the guard, Olivia Elmore. Ball's on the surface. Katie Brown down there to get it. Pushes it ahead, gets it to Cameron Runner. To go cross-court pass, double skip. Three-point shot in the air, short off the rim. Way to go. Shot taken by Katie Brown. Going to be a rebound foul, and they're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. 6:28 on the game clock. Lady Huskies in front. 4-1 ball game. Foul's whistled on Cassie Schakel. She has one. Team foul number one. I take that back. Team foul number two. So we're going back around in the paint here. Kick it back outside. Olivia Elmore, floater in the paint. Setting up the double charge. No call. Was Cassie Schakel. Rebound Elmore. She kick it back out top. Off the glass. This one shot would go. Shot taken there by 31 Molly Ernstus. And they'll get the basketball again. They'll try it again in the front court. So offensive boards, a big plus in the game of basketball. Turnaround jumper. In the paint, way to go. Got her own rebound. Put it back up and in. 31, Molly Ernstus. And the Lady Huskies failed to block out. 5:44 on the game clock. In the front court, Ella Hickok should go baseline. Off the glass. Layup is good. She hit the deck. No foul called. Two-point bucket is good for Ella Hickok. It's 6-3. Huskies by three. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, Molly Ernstus. She'll go to the corner with it to Woodard. Back to Ernstus. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot rims out for Elmore. Rebound secured by Jennings County. There's going to be a foul whistle. We're going to whistle this on the Lady Huskies. So Lady Huskies going to pick up this third foul. And Kathy Schakel picks up her second. Here in the first quarter, 5:15 left. We're going to see a substitution for Schakel. She'll take a breather. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies, 25, Kennedy Cherry. Going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline by Jennings County. Brought in right there by Olivia Elmore. They get it back out top of the circle. Julianne Woodard. And out top of the basketball again is Elmore. So we're getting around the perimeter right side. Molly Ernstus back out top to Elmore, being loosely guarded right there by Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble ought to be a good matchup, those two all day long. We're going to see the corner Woodard. She's going to take a kick back three. A step back three is good. I'll take that back. It's going to be a two. Step back two is good for Julianne Woodard. 6-5 contest. Lady Huskies by one. First quarter, 4:38 on the game clock. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Cameron Runner kicks it back left side. Kennedy Cherry back to Runner. Back to Cherry outside the arc. Out top now to Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry in the paint. She'll kick it back out. L.A. Hickok will reset the offense out top of the circle. They'll work at right side. Cameron Runner going to be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner going to be fouled. And it's going to be whistled on Jennings County. Number five, Madeline McIntosh, 5'6" junior. She picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Going to be brought in front of the Jennings County bench by Cameron Runner. Tosses it to the backcourt, retrieving the basketball. Ella Hickok. She'll work her right side, picks up the screen from Cameron. She'll dribble back around and go out top. Katie Brown, Cameron Runner, going to dribble it out top. She'll kick it left side to the corner. Baseline shot wouldn't go. That was Hadley Cherry on the rebound, picked up there by 20. Elmore, they're working up ahead. They'll go outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Just outside the paint. That was 31, Molly Ernstus. Rebounding foul. Going to be whistled. Going to be whistled here on Jennings County. 3:49 left. We're in the first quarter. Lady Huskies 5-1, 6-5. They lead Jennings County. Hampton Heights brings the ball in. Going to walk it to the timeline, Ella Hickok. Picking her up at timeline is number 31, Molly Ernstus. She'll pass it left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll work it back to Ella Hickok behind the arc, three-point strike. No, we're going to Kennedy Cherry. She'll pass it left side. They'll work it back around Cameron. Now touches the hands of Hadley Cherry. Cherry gets the ball back from Katie Brown. Cross-court skip pass on the dribble. Nobody guarding Kennedy Cherry. They'll work it left side outside the arc. Back pedal dribble. Ella Hickok, they'll work it left side. Behind the arc, Katie Brown should get it back to Cameron Runner. Runner on the dribble. They'll work the ball back around. Looking for a shot. Looking for an opening. 2:59 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Coach Keegan Cherry up off the bench, giving some direction to his Lady Huskies. Out top of the basketball, going to be a little whistle of foul. We're going to call probably an illegal screen. We'll double check this. It's going to be a off the ball. We're going to whistle this on 24, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry's going to pick up the foul. Huskies have four. Huskies have four, and I take that back. It's 25. Kennedy Cherry picks up the foul. She has one. She fouled number four for the Lady Huskies. Three thus far for Jennings County. Here in the first quarter, we'll talk about the foul situation here in a moment. It's brand new rule put into play in high school basketball. I think probably middle school also. So ball's in the front court for Jennings County. They'll bounce it in to Woodard. Lost the handle. Ball's loose. Woodard comes out. They're going to call it a jump ball. Jump ball tie up. The ultimate possession arrow. Going to give it to Jennings County. Panthers. They're going to bring the ball in right there in front of the Husky bench. Right there in front of Zen Small. They're going to bring the ball in. Jennings County. Pass to the backcourt. Picked up there on the dribble. Olivia Elmore. Pretty good ball player, Olivia Elmore. They'll work it in. Thought about a traveling violation. No call. Coach Keegan Cherry thought the same. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. It's going to hit the apparatus on top of the backboard. That ball almost stayed up there, but it probably wasn't going to. A little bit taller pipe just above the backboard. Wouldn't allow it to stick. It was slow. Didn't go out of bounds. Huskies are in the front court with the basketball. 1:58. They're working down low. Going to be a foul whistle. Hadley Cherry goes hard to the hoop. Right side. She's going to shoot two. That's going to be a fourth foul here in the first quarter. Whistle on Jennings County. Both teams with four. Next common foul. Going to put one team at the stripe shooting two. Yeah, I said that. I can't believe I said that. But that's what it'll be. First shot goes in. Nothing but net. Hadley Cherry. In the ballgame for Jennings County, number 25, Alexis Carson. She's a 6-foot senior. Coming out of the ballgame for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. In the ballgame is number 4, Taylor Harley. Second shot going to go in, fighting for the board with Cameron Runner. She's going to get a foul called on her over the back right here on the lane, trying to rebound the basketball. So that's foul number 5. And it's the fifth here in the first quarter. The new rule goes, they're going to go 5 fouls in each quarter. Each quarter when the fifth foul happens, whoever gets fouled gets to go shoot 2 shots. Not a 1-1. It's 2 shot foul. And right now it's going to be Julianne Woodard, 6-foot senior, number 00. First shot goes in, nothing but net. So they'll do that for each quarter. When a second quarter starts, the fouls start over. So second shot is good. She got both of them at Julianne Woodard. And, yes, I've been told she's going to Michigan State next year. Wish her the best. So we're going to the corner. We're going back around. Hadley Cherry going to dribble in. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. Hadley Cherry for 2. Lady Huskies break the tie at 7. They go up 9-7. 1:35 on the game clock. We're going to see the front court on the dribble. We're going to back around with the elbow. Left side for Woodard. Way to go. Fighting for the board. Board's picked up by Jennings County. The ball is loose. And these girls are after a loose basketball. And they're going to whistle this foul, I believe so. We'll double check. Yes, it's going to be whistled on number 10, Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner going to pick up her first foul. And that is the sixth foul, but they'll keep it at five and she'll shoot two. At the free throw line, got the first one. That's number 20, Olivia Elmore. Olivia Elmore, she's a senior. 5'8", second shot, also good. Tie ball game at nine. Hamilton High's going to bring it to the front court on a trot pace. Ella Hickok, 1:13 left here in the first quarter. Had the Cherry thought about a shot. Behind the arc, she get it left side. Back pedal dribble now. Ella Hickok working against 31, Molly Ernstus. She'll kick it back out behind the arc. Left elbow, I should say left side of the rim. Three-point shot is good. And credit that shot, number two, Ella Hickok. We'll work it back around. We're about top of the circle, working the right side. Then drive in, go off, no glass needed. Floater, that's number 20. Olivia Elmore, a 12-11 contest. Lady Huskies in front. 32 seconds left here in the first quarter on the dribble. Out top, going to slow the pace up. That's Ella Hickok. She's going to be picked up by two. Double team, she'll pass out of it. Cameron Renner working back right side. Ella Hickok, they'll work it back around. Working to the left corner baseline. Should mention that last three-point shot, I believe, was Kennedy Cherry. Got the bucket. And they'll work it back around. Kennedy Cherry from the corner baseline. 5 seconds left for a dribble in. Go to the corner. Going to take a shot. Ella Hickok. She'll take it at the buzzer. It'll rim around and fall off on a turnaround jumper. So, at the end of one quarter of play, the Lady Huskies, 12. The Lady Panthers, 11. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention tonight's ball game being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, Frick's Auto Sales in Fishers, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Dean's Auto Parts, they're in Cicero, Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton, Powers Septic and Sewer, they're in Noblesville, right on 19, Arcadia Industrial Storage, they're right there in Arcadia by the ballpark, Runyon Truck Store, an Atlanta Rural address in AGM Auto. It's just about a half mile west of Arcadia. And we'll mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site. That's Dirk. You'll find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. They're going to toss the ball in. Hamilton Heights, alternate possession arrow. They'll get it in to Ella Hickok. She's in the front court. She'll go to the right corner baseline. On the dribble, to bring it back out. That's Katie Brown. Back to Cameron Runner. We're going back around. Spin move into paint. She'll kick it back out. Out top, have the Cherry with the basketball. She'll dish it inside on the cutter. That was Ella Hickok. Couldn't get the bucket. And we got some elbows swinging right there. But they're going to whistle the foul on Ella Hickok. Elbows flying. You can get a foul called on you without contact if it's deemed as vicious. 7:35, we're in the second quarter. 12-11 contest, Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies in the backcourt, providing some havoc. Going to be a steal. Stolen at mid-circle, and it's going to go up off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Katie Brown gets the steal at mid-court and goes the distance, and she'll shoot one. So two-point shot is good. It's 14-11. Katie Brown going to shoot one. That foul whistled on Jennings County. Number 31, Molly Ernstus. First shot, only shot you'll get is good. So it's a 15-11 contest. Lady Huskies by four. They're going to guard in the backcourt once again. Back and forth, back and forth. Ernstus going to pass to the front court. They'll get it to number five, Madeline McIntosh. They'll get it back to Woodard. Right elbow, she'll kick it down low. Two-point bucket is good in the paint. In the ball game is 13, Riley Byford. Byford is a 5'7 sophomore. She entered at the quarter break. 6:55 on the game clock. Second quarter, we're at Jennings County High School. Final game of this tournament. 14 tournament. They're working down low. Lost the handle. Going to be stolen by Jennings County. Difficult pass to handle for Cameron Runner. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be on Cameron. And I got to admit, the pass caused the foul on Cameron. She had two. So that's two fouls here in the second quarter on Hamilton Heights. One thus far on Jennings County. So they bring it in. Three in the backcourt providing defense. That's Cameron Runner, Katie Brown. Now she'll break the baseline right here. She'll get us to the front court. That's Woodard. Passes it out. Free throw line. Going to be a traveling violation on Jennings County. So the Lady Huskies going to bring the ball in side court in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Leonard tosses it in. Ella Hickok. Hickok going to cross the timeline. We're going back in top of the circle. Hadley Cherry. Hands off to Cameron Runner. Back out top. Ella Hickok for three. She got it. Left of center. Ella Hickok right on target. It's an 18-13 contest. Lady Huskies by five. In the front court, turnaround jumper. Got a 14-footer. Way to go. That was Julianne Woodard. Rebound, Lady Huskies. 6 minutes left here in the first half. On the dribble out top is Ella Hickok. It's tipped to the backcourt. Allows her to pick it up. That was Cameron Runner picking up the ball out top. Out top, the circle. Three-point shot. Way to go for Hadley Cherry. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go, but she got fouled. And that's Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry picks up the rebound, and she's going to shoot two. Second foul on Jennings County. Hamilton Heights was just the same. Here in the second quarter, 5:48 left. First shot up, rims around, falls off. She'll get one more. So they're going to enter the ball game. Once again, Jennings County. Number 13, Riley Byford, back in the ballgame. So second shot on the way, Kennedy Cherry got it, nothing but net. So she gets the back end of a two-shot foul. It's 19-13, Lady Huskies by six. In the backcourt, causing havoc again. The same three, Katie Brown, Cameron Runner, and Ella Hickok. They pass it to the front court. With the basketball, 24, Eddie Young. They're going to whistle a foul. And it's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. They're going to say it's on Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, that's the third foul here in the second quarter. Ella now has two in the ballgame. Can be brought in left of the bucket by Woodard on the baseline. Tall pass, gets it to Elmore. Guarding Elmore tightly is Katie Brown. She got the triple threat available. She'll pass out of it to the free throw line. That's 24, Eddie Young. Working back out top, Riley Byford. Going to work back in and going to go off the glass. Nice move by Woodard, 6 foot senior. Woodard has seven in the ballgame. 19-15 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Ball's in the front court, Cameron Runner. Going to be a foul. Whistled out top. That's on 13, Riley Byford. Ella Hickok gets a deck. And immediately Riley Byford picks her up. And that's a good way to proves sportsmanship. I'm sure the IHSAA is smiling for plays like that. 5:03 left. Lady Huskies going to bring it in. They'll toss it to the backcourt. Hadley Cherry brings it in to number two, Ella Hickok. Just under 5 minutes left. Over to the corner, Kennedy Cherry back out top. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble right side out top behind the arc. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. Skip pass left side. Behind the arc is Kennedy Cherry. She's being guarded closely there by 24, Etta Young. They'll work it back around out top. Hadley Cherry's going to be picked up by Julianne Woodard. They'll give the ball back to Ella. They'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown on the dribble. Back out top to get the ball to Hadley Cherry. Picked up by Woodard. On the dribble. Got the count. She'll pick up the basketball. And going to go off the glass right side on the cutter. The cutter with Cameron Runner. She gets it off the glass for two. 21-15, Lady Huskies back to a six-point advantage. 4:08 left here in the second quarter. On the dribble, crossover. Woodard picks up the basketball, works it back out top to Elmore. They're working back around the perimeter. touches the hands briefly. Riley Byford now back to Elmore. Now outside the arc on the dribble. That's 13 Byford again. We're going to see the corner. Three-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by number 5, Madeline McIntosh. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. They'll dish it up ahead. Katie Brown couldn't get the bucket. Might have been blocked. Good defense right there by Jenny County. 24, Eddie Young. And they're going to call on the floor right there. Not sure what the call is going to be. They're going to allow a timeout. An immediate timeout. That ball was controlled by Jenny County. So Jenny County going to get granted the timeout. 3:32 left here in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights up 21-15. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by GripsandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Kristen Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. The second is on Highway 32, right there between Westfield and Noblesville, and you can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or visit them on site. So the timeout's over. They're going to bring the ball in. It belongs to Jennings County. They're going to toss it in from in front of their bench. Tossed in by Elmore. Working the basketball now is Molly Ernstus. She'll work her right side. Still in the backcourt. Littered. She'll pass it to the front court. Standing on the sideline right there with a toe is 24, Eddie Young. And one of the three officials spotted that, blew the whistle, gives the ball back to Hamilton Heights. So ball brought in to Ella Hickok. 3:16. You're going to work it to the front court. Pass it back out. Ella Hickok, cross-court pass. Cameron Runner thought about a long three. They'll work it back right side. Abby Cherry back to Runner. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. 21-15. Lady Huskies with the lead and the basketball. So they'll work it to the right corner baseline. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Abby Cherry. They'll work it to the front court. Going to throw the ball away. Going to actually put it in the hands of a Lady Huskies. She's guarding the paint right there and picking up the basketball. Lady Huskies going to be a timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. 2:33 left here in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights 21, Jennings County 15. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. So Lady Huskies going to bring the ball in right there to the right side of Zen Small, seated on the bench there. Brought in by Cameron. Right there, Cameron Runner. Gets it into Ella Hickok across the timeline at a trot pace. Guarding her is Molly Ernstus. She wears 31. 2:22 left. Ball's in the front court. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Working through the paint right there. She'll kick it back out. That was Cameron Runner. They'll move it back around the perimeter into the hands of Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Kick it to the corner. Have a cherry. Takes the three. Brings it back out. Free throw line. She'll kick it back out. Ella Hickok. 2 minutes left. Clock moving. 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. Ella Hickok. She's working against 31, Molly Ernstich. The dribble right side, pick up a screen from Cameron. She'll dribble back around and we'll get out top of the circle. On the dribble there is Kennedy Cherry. So they're going to call a traveling violation. They're going to say, have the Cherry move her pivot foot. Not quite sure. Coach Keegan got the lowdown from the official. Keegan told Hadley what happened. They give the ball back to Jennings County. 1:35 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace and a dribble is number 20, F. Elmore. We're going to back out top to Woodard to get it back behind the arc. 31, Molly Ernstis. They'll go baseline. She'll drive baseline. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Olivia Elmore. Rebound comes available and two pick it up at the same time, one from each team. Going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Jennings County. So she'll bring it in. That's Woodard from the baseline. She'll get it in short proximity. She'll bring it back behind the arc. It's 31. Molly Ernstis gets it back to Woodard. Set back two on the way. Wouldn't go. Thought she was fouled, saving the ball from going out of bounds into a Huskies arm. She was Hadley Cherry. They move it to the front court. And with the basketball right there, with Cameron Runner can be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jennings County. So the Lady Huskies have the basketball. 1 minute straight up left in the second quarter. Clock can be brought in or bring it in. Shot goes in. They work the alley-oop play. Hadley Cherry from out of bounds left to the bucket. About halfway over to the sideline. Tosses up the alley-oop. And Cameron Runner puts it in. She got fouled. She'll shoot one more. 58.2 left. Taking a breather. Checking out the ball game for Jennings County. He's number 5, Madeline McIntosh. Back in the ball game, 13, Riley Byford. And Cameron Runner hits the 3-point play. 24-15. Lady Huskies by 9. We're under a minute. 54 seconds. Trying to get the ball across the timeline. They will with a dribble. That's Olivia Elmore. She'll pick up the dribble behind the arc to Ernstis. She'll dribble in. In the paint, she'll take a shot. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. It'll be a rebounding foul over the back called by Woodard. Woodard asking the official for an explanation. Might have got one. I think a lot of folks here on hand would have agreed with that call. That's going to be foul number 5 in the second quarter. Foul number 5 called on Jennings County. So they'll walk the distance. Woodard was over the back of Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to shoot 2. She shot 2 in the first quarter. Didn't get the first. Got the second one. She'll shoot 2 here now. Shot up. Rims around. Fell off. Wouldn't go. 41 seconds remaining. First half, Lady Huskies 24, Lady Panthers 15. Second shot on the way. Hadley Cherry, good. Memorex from the first trip. She got the back end of a two-shot foul. It's 25-15. Lady Huskies by 10. 34 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Ernstis deep out top. Olivia working right there. Olivia Elmore. She'll hold the basketball, coming in to play her defensively. Here's Katie Brown. She'll dribble. 20 seconds left. Elmore, way out top, going to hand off to Ernstis. They'll work her left side behind the arc. It's Byford. Back to Woodard, left side in front of the Husky bench. She'll dribble it back behind the back dribble. She'll take a shot to left elbow, and it wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Husky. It's Kennedy Cherry. Shot at the buzzer, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Took about a 30-footer, and it wouldn't go. Lady Huskies are going to go to the locker room with a 10-point advantage over the home team, Jennings County. So both teams are going to jog off into the locker room. And a halftime score, Hamilton Heights, 25. Jennings County, 15. And what a ball game in the works here for the final game of this tournament. 6:29 on the wristwatch. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's D's Auto Parts. That's Joe D. What a quality guy. D's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing you tonight's ball game is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. They have precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit at Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater. Their address is 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2. And also bringing you tonight's ball game, they are avid Husky fans. They like the girls' variety. That's Powers Septic and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer, you can reach them by phone at 317-753-8858. Again, that number is 317-753-8858. Power Septic and Sewer. They do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetty, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you cannot go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since the year 2000. Family owned and operated. Powers Septic and Sewer, 317-753-8858. We'll also mention, bringing you this ball game tonight, is Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. That's indoor and outdoor storage. They have flex storage. We'll also mention you can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or you can go to the website, AIPSIndiana.com. Again, that's AIPSIndiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Ollie Street. That's in Arcadia. Howard Avenue and Ollie Street. And that's right there behind the Arcadia Ballpark. And if you didn't know that, Arcadia Ballpark is kept very nicely by a 1980 Hamilton Heights graduate. That's Kenny Sipe. Kenny Sipe works feverishly. You go by that ballpark in the summertime, and you'll see how nice it is. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have thousands of products available. And you can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana rural address. 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon, that's R-U-N-Y-A-N, Trexor, INK, period. Again, that's Renton Trexor, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. There at Renton, they bleed orange. And we'll also mention bringing this game to you. Tonight is AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC, they're in Arcadia. They're actually out west of Arcadia, less than a mile. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. If you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic. And at AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend longevity of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. New ownership, a new ownership there, that's Walker. Walker Elder, doing a fine job, couple of years in the business. Same quality work and same smiling faces. AGM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana, at 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto now restores classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. So the girls still in the locker room. Our mission, Jennings County, trotting out on the court. They're going to take some shots. 2:27 left here in intermission. Here come the Lady Huskies out on the floor. And we'll talk about, just for a moment here, the IHSAA Class 4A preseason poll. I've got this top 22 right here on this piece of paper. And we'll mention, at number one, it's the Noblesville Millers. Noblesville Millers, that's going to be a foe of Hamilton Heights. Coming right up. Keep your eyes posted. And if you're going to hear about the ball game on Put Me in Sports, then you can go watch it. It's going to be at Noblesville. And I will mention that game is going to happen on November 10th at Noblesville, 7:30 to the varsity, 6 o'clock to the JV. At number two in Class 4A, this is preseason, South Bend, Washington, to the Lady Panthers. Number three, Hamilton Southeastern. Hamilton Southeastern, they are the Lady Royals. At number four, it's Bedford North Lawrence, Lady Stars. Number five, Fishers, Lady Tigers. Two teams tied at number six, Lake Central, Lady Indians, and the Fort Wayne Snyder, Lady Panthers. At number eight, it's Helmstead, the Lady Spartans. At number nine, it's Lawrence Central, the Lady Bears. At number 10, it's Columbia City, Lady Eagles. Two teams tied at number 11. One is Zionsville. They are the Lady Eagles also. And Center Grove, the Lady Trojans. At number 13, all alone, is Jennings County, Lady Panthers. Jennings County on the floor right now, going against Hamilton Heights. Three teams tied at number 14, Silver Creek, Lady Dragons, Lawrence North, Lady Wildcats, and Ben Davis, Lady Giants. At number 17, all alone, is Franklin, the Lady Grizzly Cubs. Two teams tied at number 18, it's Brownsburg, Lady Bulldogs, and Warsaw, Lady Tigers. Two teams tied at number 20, that's Penn, the Lady Kingsmen, and Fort Wayne Northrop, the Lady Bruins. And at number 22, it's Fort Wayne North, Lady Legends. If you didn't know, Fort Wayne has 10 high schools in Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's no joke. You line up for football, you pretty much play each of the 10 teams for your whole regular season. So clock's going to buzz out. 10 minutes gone by. Both teams going to meet on the court once again. Alternate possession arrow is going to give it to Hamilton Heights. 25-15. Lady Huskies by 10 at halftime versus Jennings County. Could be brought in. Half court. Katie Brown going to shoot the ball in. Back court. Get it in the hands of Ella Hitchcock. Guarding her is Ernstus. That's Molly Ernstis, wears number 31. Gets the ball back. Going to go baseline. Cameron Runner kicks it to the corner. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Ellie Hickok. Rebound Woodard. 6-foot senior. Number 00. Julianne Woodard. Pretty good ball player. We'll see her in Division One next year. 7:33 on the game clock. Going to keep the ball in the front court. Going to slow it down just a little bit. Out top is Elmore to get it back right side to Ernstis. Back into Woodard. Back to Elmore to take a fake shot. She's going to paint. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Olivia Elmore, 5'8 senior. 25-17. Lady Huskies by 8. 7:08 across the timeline. It was Cameron Runner. She's going to get fouled right there near the scorer's bench. First foul here in the third quarter. Whistled against Jennings County. It's going to be whistled against Molly Ernstis. She has 2. Ball brought in. Lady Huskies behind the arc. Picking up a screen from Hallie Sherry is Cameron Runner. She'll work it down low. They go off the glass. Tried to. Woodard got a block shot on Cassie Schakel. Going back the other direction. She's going to go coast to coast. They're going to call a blocking foul. Woodard went coast to coast. She's 6 feet tall. She's a pretty stout young lady. And she got the bucket on the layup. Foul's going to be whistled on 24, Happy Cherry. It's going to be the first foul whistled on the Huskies here in the third quarter. So Happy Cherry has 2. 3-point play opportunity is good for Julianne Woodard. Julianne Woodard has 10 in the ballgame. She leads all scorers. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Cameron Runner works it to the corner. They'll work it back around. Ellie Hickok. Ellie Hickok shoots the 3. Rimmed off. Way to go. Fight for the board. Picking it up. With Delmore. She'll go back the other direction. Going to be a bump foul. We're going to whistle this on Ellie Hickok. Hickok playing defense. That ball moving quick. Olivia Elmore dribbles well and works it to the front court. So they bring the ball in. Elmore gets it into Woodard. Now back to Elmore near the center circle. Nice logo right here in the center of this gym. Great big J, a smaller C. Jennings County. So working through the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rims around. Where'd you go? Shot taken by Riley Byford. She wears 13. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Going back in. They're going to make a maybe a wrong call there. The official is going to say that ball went off the thigh of Katie Brown. It never did. It was pulled out of bounds, but that was a good play by defense. But didn't ever hit the quad of Katie Brown. So they're working through the front court. You're entitled to Mulligan. You're definitely entitled once in a while. So 5:58 on the game clock. Ball's going to be brought in once again in front of the Jennings County bench. It's going to be brought in by Jennings County. It's going to be tossed in by 31, Molly Ernstis. She'll toss it slightly to the backcourt. Olivia Elmore on the dribble in the front court. Works to the left side behind the arc. They're working back and forth. Riley Byford and Elmore. They're going to whistle a 3-second violation. Julianne Woodard had a foot in the lane a bit too long. So going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights on an unforced turnover. So we're bringing in from the backcourt, Cameron Runner. She'll bring it in, Ella Hickok. We're working back and forth. Defense is good in the backcourt. We're going to pass it across the timeline to Hadley Cherry. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay in the front court with Hamilton Heights. This will be brought in by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to toss it in right there in front of the Huskies bench here in the front court. 5:38 left. We're in the third quarter. Foul situation is 2 per team right here. They're playing the 5, so they can shoot 2. So we're going to go baseline drive. Cameron Leonard to the corner. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. A good reach in and a steal by Julianne Werder. She hits the deck and passes it to a teammate while sitting on the floor there. That was Riley Byford. They'll take it to the front court. 25-20. Hamilton Heights looking for their first points here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. We're going to left side off the glass. It'll be a blocking foul. Olivia Elmore going to pick up the foul, trying to guard Cameron Renner. I sure wouldn't want that situation, me having to guard her. She'll go to the foul stripe, and she'll shoot two, for she was shooting in the active, or into the active shooting. Yeah, this is early. Football season just ended. Trying to get back in the shape of basketball. First shot is good. Cameron Renner, exiting the ball game for Jennings County, is number 15, Haley Vogel, 5'5 junior. So second shot, Cameron Renner. Got it. I take that back, yeah. So second shot goes in. She gets both of them. 27-20. 5:05 left here in the third quarter. They'll pass it to the front court. Olivia Elmore being guarded there by Ella Hickok. So let's switch off right there. So we're behind the arc. Going to bounce it in. Picking up the basketball at 24. Etta Young. So we're going to down low. A nice pass. Nice pass from 13. Riley Byford. There near the paint, 31, Molly Ernstus gets the bucket. Ball going to go out of bounds. Last touch in the front court by Jennings County. 4:36 left, third quarter, 27-22. Ernstus going to take a breather. Back in the ball game for the Lady Panthers is number 5, Madeline McIntosh, 5'6 junior. Ball brought in, Cameron Runners will bring it back out top, pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Guarding Cameron out top is 13, Riley Byford, should go in the paint. They're going to whistle a two-shot foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Jennings County. It's going to be on double zero. Julianne Woodard. Julianne Woodard going to pick up her third foul here in the third quarter with 4:27 left in the third. It's 27-22. Cameron Renner has two shots. First shot is good. Back in the ballgame for Jennings County is number 31, Molly Ernstus. Taking a breather is 13, Riley Byford, 5'7", sophomore. Cameron Runner, second shot, also good. Going to bring the ball in from baseline, brought in right there to Woodard from Olivia Elmore. I'll get it back to Ernstus, crossing the timeline and working down in. Outside the arc, going to take a shot, three-point shot, might have been a two with the toe on the line, wouldn't go. Rebound, Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry tries to pass out of it. They're in the corner, in the backcourt, and it's tipped out of bounds by Woodard. So going to be a timeout called. They're going to whistle this timeout, and they're going to say it's a 60-second timeout, and we'll mention. We'll talk a little bit about the IHSAA. Class 3A preseason poll. They're top 18. They're right here on this piece of paper. At number one, it's Indian Creek, the Lady Braves. At number two, Norwell, the Lady Knights. At number three, Twin Lakes, Lady Indians. They're in the Hoosier Conference West Division. I'll go ahead and mention seven of the nine in the Hoosier Conference are 3A. And all 3A, all these 7 teams are on this piece of paper, top 18. Also, at number 4 is Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. They're out of the East. Number 5, Evansville Memorial, the Lady Tigers. Number 6, they're out of the West, West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. Number 7 is Corbin Central, Lady Panthers. Number 8, Fairfield, Lady Falcons. Number 9 is Jay County, Lady Patriots. Number 10 is Gibson Southern, the Lady Titans, and we'll pick it up right here in just a moment. So they're going to bring the ball in after the timeout. It's going to be brought in baseline, 84 feet away. Brought in by Kennedy Cherry. They're going to put pressure on the Lady Huskies in the backcourt. So we're going to toss it in. Katie Brown got the dribble available. She'll bounce out of it. Kennedy Cherry, she'll get it back to Ella Hickok. So we're going to see the front court. They go to the corner. Cameron Renner will shoot a three. Her first three of the season, I do believe. Rims out, would go. Rebound out of there, secured by Haley Vogel. They'll go down low in the paint. They're going to call a traveling violation prior to the shot. Power layup, right side. The official calls the traveling violation. 3:54 left. Husky's going to bring it in. They'll toss it in, have the cherry. She'll bounce out of it. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be the fifth foul here in the third quarter. So Javi Carey is going to shoot two. So fifth foul on the board. I'm sure a lot of folks wondering what's going on. I'm sure there's people in the audience that are not quite sure why they're shooting after her fifth foul in each quarter. But they'll get used to it. We'll just hope that that shot clock doesn't show up too awful soon. First shot on the way, good. Halle Cherry, she's been to the strike three times. She's 3 for 5 in the ball game. She'll get one more. Taking a breather right now for Jennings County is number 15, Haley Vogel. Back in the ball game is 24, Etta Young. Etta Young, a 5'10 freshman. A shot for Harry, rims off short, rebound fought for, and picked up by Kennedy Cherry. Going to front court, Hamilton Heights will shoot again. Long, 3-point shot, Cameron Runner, way to go. Fighting for the board, coming up with it was Kennedy Cherry. Gets it to Katie Brown, Cameron Runner now back in the hands, back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok in front of the scores bench, being picked up closely by Madeline McIntosh. They'll go baseline, Cameron Runner kick it back out, Halle Cherry. Back behind the arc, Kennedy Cherry. Back to Cameron Runner. 30-22. Lady Huskies by 8. Going to dribble in to go off. 2-point shot, wouldn't fall. Try to floater. Rebound, Jennings County. They'll pass up ahead to Ernstus. It's going to be another traveling violation on Jennings County. They're going to whistle this one on 5, Madeline McIntosh. 3:07 left here in the third quarter. 30-22. Lady Huskies going to bring it in from the backcourt. Brings it in to Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Runner. Back to Ella Hickok. Picked up there by Elmore. That's Olivia Elmore. Tall pass. Going to get across the timeline on the dribble. Cameron Runner. The one to the corner. Halle Cherry. Back out. Katie Brown. We'll get back to Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. We're going to get her. She's near the center circle. This is Riley Byford. She'll dribble by her. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket, Cameron Runner, 32-22. They go back to distance. Hamilton Heights not getting back on defense. That was an easy bucket off the glass. 2-point bucket is 32-24. 2:25 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok pass to Katie Brown, skipped out of bounds. Good hands there by Jenny County, 13, Riley Byford. Shoe tie on the floor. Halle Cherry, they're going to bring the ball in, right in front of the Husky bench, right there in front of Coach Aaron Murphy, Jay-Z coach for the Huskies. They'll bring it in, deep to the front court, Ella Hickok on the dribble. She's going to work by number 5, Madeline McIntosh, to go left side off the glass, left-handed layup, good. Ella Hickok is 34-24, Lady Huskies by 10, biggest lead of the contest, been there a couple of times. 2 minutes left. Clock moving. Jennings County in the front court. From the corner baseline. 3-point shot is good. Olivia Elmore did what that lady can play. 34-27. 1:48 on the game clock. Going to be stolen at half court. Long pass. Ernstus going to try to get the shot away, and she's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies with just 3 fouls. That's the third foul here in the third quarter. They're going to whistle that on Cameron Runner. She had 3. So Runner with 3. And they're going to say that was not a shooting foul. So they're going to bring it in from the baseline. It's going to be brought in by 5. McIntosh looking to get it in. Going to be tipped and stolen. Not tipping to get back. Get the ball back. McIntosh. Put the shot up, way to go. It's going to be a foul whistled on Jennings County. So the official blows the whistle, fist in the air. He points the other way. So that's going to be a foul, and Hamilton Heights will walk the distance. And I believe we're going to see Halle Cherry maybe once again. We'll double check here. Nope, it's going to be Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going back to the stripe. She'll shoot two. These are all two-shot fouls. After the fifth foul, the first one's good, first shot good by Cameron Runner. Taking a breather for Jenny Stanley, going out of the ballgame, number 5, Madeline McIntosh. Back in the ballgame is number 24, Etta Young. Second shot, Cameron Runner, also good. I believe she's about 6 for 6, maybe 8 for 8 in the ballgame. So Cameron Hunter now with 15 in the ball game. She's the leading scorer of all players. So they're working outside the arc. So they tip it down, work down low, off the glass. Good front and a good shot by 24, Etta Young for Jennings County. 36-29, 7-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. They try to pass it in the front court. It's tipped out of bounds by Jennings County. Lady Huskies going to bring it in. Adjacent from the scores bench is going to be brought in by Katie Brown. Guarding her is Olivia Elmore. She'll bounce pass in the front court deep to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Working against her is 24, Etta Young. They're working outside the paint. Left side, she'll bring the ball back out. That's Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. Working against her is 25, Alexis Carson. Alexis Carson, 6-foot senior. Going to work it back around. We're going to see the corner. Katie Brown for three. Rims out long. Way to go. Fight for the board. Right there is Kennedy to Cherry, and she comes up with it in the land of the trees. So Hamilton High's going to get another opportunity here in the front court. 35 seconds left, third quarter. 36-29. Lady Huskies on the dribble, going to drive left side of the bucket. Shot wouldn't go well. A hit shot. Defense recovered. That's 24, Etta Young. So we're back right side behind our. Now out top, Olivia Elmore for three. Just right of center, makes it a 4-point ball game. Lady Huskies, 36. Jennings County, 32. Going the distance. Shot at the free throw line is good. Cameron Runner gets the bucket deep in the front court. We take a shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. Hadley Cherry came up with a late steal. Had to hurry the shot. Third quarter is complete. At the end of three, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 38. Jennings County, Lady Panthers, 32. And we'll pick up where we left off right there. We talked about Gibson Southern, Lady Titans. They are number 10 in the preseason Class 3A poll. We'll start at number 11. That's Greensburg, the Lady Pirates. Greensburg Lady Pirates at number 11. At number 12, it's Belmont, the Lady Braves. At number 13, an East Division team, Northwestern, Lady Tigers. At number 14, Scottsburg, Lady Warriors. Jennings County went to battle with Scottsburg on a Halloween night. Jennings County got the win over Scottsburg, 62-45. At number 15, West Division of the Hoosier Conference, that's the Benton Central Bison. Number 16, Mishawaka Marion, they're the Lady Knights. Number 17, a West Division foe in the Hoosier Conference, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. And at number 18, East Division foe, that's the Western Lady Panthers. And yes, Western is 3A in basketball. They are 4A in football. Has to do with the enrollment of male or female or both. 7:58, ball brought in. Ultimate possession arrow gives the ball to Jennings County. On the dribble, slow dribble out top is Elmore. She'll work it down low. They're going to whistle a foul. And that was 25, Alexis Carson. Nice pass down low, and the Lady Huskies are going to get called for the personal foul. That'll be the first one in the fourth quarter on the Lady Huskies. Going to be whistled on Ella Hickok. She has four. Going to bring the ball in. Outside the arc there, Carson lost the handle and tipped out of bounds by Cassidy Shakel. Going to stay in the front court with Jennings County. Going to be brought in front of the Jennings County bench. Going to be brought in by Julianne Woodard. Just toss it to the backcourt. Picked up there. In flight by Elmore. That's Olivia. Elmore, she'll work it out top to Carson. Going to work it down low. Off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Cameron. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it to the front court uncontested. She'll be picked up at half court by 13, Riley Byford. She's going to pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Going to dribble in. They go off the glass, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And that was a close one. Hamilton Heights bench, not quite in agreement right there. And they're going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. She made the bucket. That was a nice cut from Cameron Runner. Might be a hope that don't interfere with the ball game final score. Going to work it in. toss it in. Cameron Reynolds, I mean, no foul call, both loose. And these officials are letting these girls play probably a bit much. This is not a boys' game. They're going to whistle foul on the floor at the other end. It's going to be whistled on Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to pick up their second foul here in the fourth quarter. This foul is going to be whistled on Kennedy Cherry. She has three. So then bring in Ride the Bucket on the baseline. Jimmy Scouting, Lady Panthers. Going to be tossed in by three. It's going to be 13. Riley Byford out top. Three-point shot for Woodard. Rims out. Way to go. Rebound, Lady Huskies. They try to toss the ball out of there. It's going to be a jump ball. And the Lady Huskies are going to get the alternate arrow, but they had to wait the jump ball to get it. So that's not good, but they'll give the ball back to Jenny Scarry on the next tie. 7:06 clock moving, fourth quarter. On the dribble to the front court, Ella Hickok, picked up by Ernstus. And they're going to whistle a foul on Ernstus. Ella Hickok, she's a load to try to guard. I'm telling you what, she's quick. I was talking with a gentleman from Jenny County well before this ball game, and he made observation of her. She's quick. So we're going to pass to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. 6:57. Clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. Lady Huskies by six. In the front court, going to pick up a screen there. Not going to use it. Ernst is going to guard loosely. Ella Hickok out top near the center circle. Out top of the dribble. She'll work at left side. Kennedy Cherry. Right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Back to Kennedy. Now back to Cameron. It'll double team her in the corner. Pass out of it. Back to Kennedy. And Kennedy going to work it out top of the circle. She'll pass it near the paint there. Working it back around. Ella Hickok gets the ball back to Cameron Runner. Shot. Wouldn't go. 3-point land. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there is Woodard. Julianne Woodard. Thought about coast to coast, kicked it back out. Ernstus for three, got the bucket. 3-point shot, good. It's a 38-35 ball game. And for the amount of folks that's in this gym, that decibel level is pretty good. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, puttingin.sports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Knights have won two Class 1A championships consecutively. So what this year was a good one. Got to mention they played Bar Reeve. That game ended up 1-0 in the third inning. Guy on third base. Guy on first base for Central Catholic. Two outs. He walks off of first base trying to get in a rundown. Teammates of the pitcher said for him to step off. And when he stepped off the rubber, he pushed off with that left foot. Right into his hip. Stepped off by 2 inch. 2 inch push off with that left foot. And a balk occurred. He scored the run. And that was the ball game. Final score, 1-0. And football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, girls basketball. 6:09 on the game clock. Lady Huskies going to bring it in from the backcourt. They're going to pick up pressure at half court. Olivia Elmore and Riley Byford dribbling to the front court on a walk pace is Ella Hickok. 38-35, just under 6 minutes left on the dribble crossover. Ella Hickok kicks it back out top. Works the ball back around. It's Cameron Runner to pick up a double screen. Guarding Cameron out deep, way out top, is 13. And Riley Byford, he's going to pass out of it. He's going to pass it. Hadley Cherry going to save the basketball. And Hadley Cherry going to call a timeout. It's going to be granted. 5:40 on the game clock. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Hamilton Heights. And again, we do thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Ball's going to be brought in adjacent from the scores bench. Hamilton Heights, Katie Brown, pass it to the backcourt. Picked up there, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. Cameron Renner takes the three. Three-point shot is good. She squared up. It was nothing but net. Hamilton Heights goes back up on top by six. 41-35. 5:23 left here in the fourth. Going to work it down low, Elmore. Trying to get to Woodard. Diving in there, trying to save the basketball. And they're going to call foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Jennings County. Holding the basketball there in the corner was 25, Kennedy Cherry. And they're going to whistle a foul on her jumping in at number 5, Madeline McIntosh. And McIntosh going to exit the ball game with her fifth foul. 5:16 left, Book of Matthew. That's a pretty good verse. Check it out. And they're going to bring the ball in front of the Jennings County bench. Hamilton Heights brought in by Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok, crossing the timeline at her walk pace. Working against her is number 20, Olivia Elmore. She's played a tremendous ball game today. Working to the left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Trying to find an opening. No foul call behind her. Trying to get the basketball, Riley Byford. Get it back to Kennedy Cherry. Now back to Cameron Runner. Runner on the dribble. Double team. She dribbles out of it. To go in the paint, ball goes out of bounds, and they're not calling any fouls. I tell you what, the whistles have been swallowed here in this possession. So the ball goes out of bounds. Huskies will keep it. Taking a breather, going to check out the ball game for James County is 25, Alexis Carson, 6-foot senior. Going to toss it in. Ball's loose and picked up by Woodard to go to the front court. Erston going to go off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. 41-37, 4:35 on the game clock. Lady Huskies by four. So conversation happening. Conversation on the floor. This is a boys game. This gym would probably be three times more spectators, and you have a hard time to hear when you talk to the refs. But in a girls game, you can get communication. 4:30 on the game clock. Ella Hickok trying to get it to the timeline. Elmore trying to prevent it. They want to do the timeline on the pass to Kennedy Cherry. To Katie Brown, back to Kennedy, now back to Ella. Now back left side with the basketball on the dribble. 24, Hadley Cherry, and she's going to draw the foul on the shot. Hadley Cherry going to go to the stripe once again. She's going to shoot two more, and that's going to be the fourth foul whistled here in the fourth quarter. Of Jennings County, so Hamilton Heights just with two. Next common foul for Jennings County, going to put the Lady Huskies at the stripe for two. And right now it's going to be Hadley Cherry shooting two. 4:14 left, fourth quarter. 41-37, Lady Huskies in front. First shot from Hadley. Shot goes in, nothing but net. 42-37, to get some congratulatories, Katie Brown. Ella Hickok, she'll shoot one more. 4:14 left. Second shot up, short off the rim. Way to go, rebound Woodard. She'll pass it to the front court. She'll work it in at 31. Molly Ernstus, get it back to Elmore. Elmore goes right side, trying to go off the glass. She's going to draw a foul. She'll shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call it a blocking foul. It's going to be whistled on Kennedy Cherry. She has four. Kennedy Cherry, four fouls. She's still in the ballgame. Coach Keegan Cherry might be talking this over. Two shot foul. First shot for Elmore is good. Olivia Elmore in the ballgame. She'll have one more. And she's got 12 and now 13 in the ballgame for Jennings County. 42-39, Lady Huskies by three, 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, Ella Hickok, behind the arc, going back out to Kennedy Cherry. Straight out top, Cameron Rutter. Back in the hands of Ella Hickok. She's going to earn a foul with her dribble. They're going to whistle this foul. Denny's counting. 13, Riley Byford. That's going to be the fifth foul here in the fourth quarter. So the Huskies will shoot the rest of the way. Huskies only have three here in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line, shooting two is Ella Hickok. First shot up and rims off would go. She'll get another to get some encouragement right there on the lane. Cameron Runner, Katie Brown, she'll shoot another. She'll bounce three times. Here comes the shot. It's good. 43-39. Lady Huskies by four. 3:44 left. Huskies put full court pressure on. Pressure in the backcourt. Ursus. She'll pass it to the front court. Elmore. Olivia Elmore. She'll go baseline. Kick it back out outside the arc. She'll move it around to Ursus. Behind the left elbow extended. Now they'll work the ball back around. Riley Byford. Back to Ursus. Molly Ursus going to give the ball back out there to the top of the circle there. 20 was Olivia Elmore back outside now. Julianne Woodard back to Elmore. She's going to drive the paint, take a shot. Rims around, falls around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by James County. So the Lady Huskies are going to get the ball back. 3:07 left. It's going to be a timeout called. There's going to be a 60-second timeout called by Coach Christy Sigler. Coach Christy Sigler will mention. We're playing right here, Jennings County High School, Charles M. Hurley Gymnasium. Charles M. Hurley Gymnasium, we thank you for listening. And we'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. At 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fisher's at 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana. Their second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield. And you can explore their quality used car inventory. Fritz and Fisher's. .com, F-R-I-T-Z. They're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. And bring it in from the backcourt. Going to guard them full court. Get the ball in. That's your Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. Try to get to the timeline. She's going to pass to the timeline. Back in the weeds. Pretty good defensive back mechanism. Knocked out of bounds. Nearly got the steal. That was Jennings County. That was number 20, Olivia Elmore. 5'8 senior. They toss the ball to the backcourt to bring it in. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Going to be picked up by Elmore. Out top of the circle near the center circle. 2:48 crossover. Ella Hickok. Free throw line. She'll back pedal dribble again. He picked up immediately by Olivia Elmore. They'll work it in. Good cross court is pass behind the arc. Katie Brown got the three. Katie Brown from the right corner baseline takes the score back up to seven. 46-39. 2:24 left. Will be near a steal. That was Katie Brown trying to pick the pocket. She lands the hook on the side court line and going to go back to Jennings County. Going to be brought in. 31, Molly Ernstis. Backcourt on the dribble now, crossing the timeline. Number 20, Olivia Elmore on the dribble. 2:17 left. 7-point ball game. Lady Huskies in front. 46-39. They're going to call a double dribble as a rare occurrence for that senior. That's Elmore. They're going to give the ball back to Lady Huskies. 2:11 brought in, Hadley Cherry. Brought in from Cameron Leonard. She'll get the ball back. She's going to dribble across the sideline. She'll pass out of it to the corner. Katie Brown back to Cameron. Cameron's going to dribble in. Free throw line. Cross the way there. Going to get a bounce pass behind the arc. Kennedy Cherry. Now back to Ella. 1:50 left on the game clock. Dribbling the basketball. Ella Hickok to the corner. Katie Brown. Same spot. Rims out. That 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Withers. So we're going to see the front court. That's 24. Etta Young. Bounce pass back to Elmore to try to go down low and try to get the cutter. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Didn't touch anyone. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. But after this timeout, 1:34 left here in the fourth quarter. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. Man, a good ball game. We knew it would be. We were looking forward to this ball game right off the bricks. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, two games under their belt, almost, down here at Giddings County. Thankful to have the opportunity to play in this tournament. And I'm very thankful for Mr. Corey Stevens, athletic director. So, 1:34 left. There's the first buzzer. 15-second buzzer. And I'm appreciative of you. We mentioned this game. Moving right along. An hour and 15 minutes thus far. And they're going to bring the ball in. There's the second buzzer. So they're going to work it around right there. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Going to bring it in. Going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. Looking to get it in. Long softball pass to the front court. Cameron Runner. She'll pop a three. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by Molly Ernstis. 31 out top. She'll take a three. Shot is good. 46-42. 1:19 left. Full court pressure. Cameron Runner going to dribble across the timeline. There's going to be a foul whistle. Going to be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner going to shoot two more. They're going to whistle this foul on 13, Riley Byford. And they got six up there. Let's take it back down to five. Pretty common error, I tell you what, when you're used to seven fouls. So first shot is good, Cameron Runner. So she's going to get another one. Cameron Runner in the ball game. She has 20. She leads all scorers. She's got half of them at the foul stripe. Second shot up and good. So 21, ball brought in, Woodard. To the front court, Elmore. From the corner, block shot. Hadley Cherry blocks the three-point shot in the corner. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hand of Hadley Cherry. 106 left. 106 left. We're going to have a sub in the ball game. Katie Brown's going to take a breather. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. It's 23. Cassidy Schakel. Cassidy Schakel, a 5'7 senior. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Elmore. Out top to Ernstis. Ernstis just nailed a three in the last possession. They'll get it to Elmore. She'll take a shot at the free throw line. Would go. Rebound picked up there by Kennedy Cherry. Gets it to Schakel. Back to Cameron Runner. Crossing the timeline with the pass on the dribble is Ella Hitchcock. 47 seconds left. 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Giddings County going to have to commit a foul, and they do. And the foul's going to be whistled on 31, Molly Ernstis. She's going to pick up her fifth foul in the ballgame. She knew it. She's going to walk median fives all the way down. She'll sit down on the bench. In the ballgame for her is 15, Haley Vogel. At the free throw line, Ella Hitchcock gets the first one. She'll shoot one more, 49-42, 44.4 seconds left. Here in the ballgame. Second shot up. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Woodard. Woodard a good dribble. She'll take it coast to coast. And she might have held the basketball on her shin there and then dropped it. Should have been a double dribble. Two shins. So Woodard back in off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. 13, Riley Byford. 49-44. Fouled in the backcourt. Going to be committed by Giddings County. 13, Riley Byford. And going to the foul stripe is Cameron Runner. 49-44. Runner with 22 points in the ballgame. Empty lane for the Huskies. First one shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. She is human. She'll get one more. So taking a breather and exit the ballgame. 23, Cassie Schakel. So second shot up and good. 50-44, 27 seconds in the front court. On the dribble, straight to the hoop, wouldn't get the bucket, got the foul. Everybody seems to be okay. And I'm going to the foul stripe. It's going to be number 15, Haley Vogel. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be Ella Hickok. She's going to pick up number 4 in the ball game. Team foul number 4. So Lady Huskies yet to put Jennings County in the bonus here in the fourth quarter. So some folks are exiting the gym. Not that there's a lot of cars in the lot. First shot is good. Olivia Elmore. She gets congratulations from all of her teammates. She'll get one more. 50-45. Elmore with 14 in the game and now 15. 16. Call it 16 for Elmore in this ball game. They're going to call a foul, but I don't know if they're going to call it intentional. That was basically an intentional foul, but the official elected not to call it that. That would only mean that Cameron gets two shots and then the Huskies get the ball out. But they're not going to get the ball out, I'm sure. 50-46, first shot is good by Runner. She has missed one at the stripe. I've not been keeping track. I'd say she's probably been to the stripe to shoot 12 or 14 in this ballgame. Second shot up and good. 52-46 to the front court, 18 seconds left. Elmore, the paid out top, shot in the air, withered. Three-point shot, rims out, one go, rebound, Cameron Runner. There will be a push foul, and Cameron is going to get to shoot two more. So Cameron Runner is going to go to the stripe, shoot a couple more. 9.8 seconds left. And Cameron is going to shoot a couple, and they're going to be James County going to put three on the lane for rebounding. 9.8 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Second game here this evening. Couple of good games here this evening here at this gym. So shot is good. 53-46. 7-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 9.8. Cameron flies the next one and gets in also. Cameron has 26 points in the ballgame. They've got the nice scoreboard with all the folks in the game on the board. 3 seconds left. Saving the basketball for the three-point shot. Last shot of the ball game. Rims off, wouldn't go. Would have been a three for Alexis Carson. And 32 minutes gone by. And Lady Huskies and Jennings County are going to shake hands out in front of the scores bench. Final score. Hamilton Heights going to win their tournament. Hamilton Heights, 54. Jennings County, 46. We'll remind you next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. They'll play on Tuesday, the 7th. That'll be Frankton. Frankton will be at Hamilton Heights. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. And we'll mention Jennings County. Their next game will be next Saturday. They'll have a week off. I'm sure they'll practice. And we'll mention it's going to be 4A Jennings County. They'll travel to 4A Silver Creek. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check and making sure we didn't drop a signal. And we thank Corey Stevens for hooking us up with the internet right here at Jennings County High School. I usually don't have to hook up the internet, but way down here I did, and it was beneficial. We thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on Tuesday, the 7th. We'll be at Hamilton Heights and the Frankton Lady Eagles ballgame. Until then, thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're posting. You're going to talk with Coach Tegan Cherry. I say, what, Coach? That was a good ball team you went against.
Yeah, Jennings County, that means super, super talented, lots of size. There were some matchup problems for us, quite frankly, but our girls are fighters. You know that, AJ, from covering them these years, and, you know, it's not the size. It's the size and the, you know, fighting the dog, and our girls are just scrappy. They compete. They love these moments. You know, this morning we didn't play real well, first game of the season, but we bounced back here this evening. We had a little prep on Jennings County. We were able to watch some film on them. So we had some different schemes that we showed tonight that we didn't show this morning, but a lot of credit to Jennings County. They're well coached. They've got a double zero going to Michigan State. When she gets going, she can be a handful, but can't say enough things about our girls, the way they execute out of timeouts, down the stretch. When we had the lead late, I'd put my girls up against anybody in the state. When it comes to winning time, we have the lead. They're really good.
I said, we got the 5 foul per quarter. Looks like you may have benefited. Cameron Runner was ungodly at the free throw stripe.
Well, anytime Cameron Runner's at the free throw line, we're going to benefit. She just rarely does she miss. I have tons of faith in that girl. And, you know, all of them, really, whether it's Elle or Hadley was big, you know, make some free throws down the stretch. That girl's really came along. Now you have to guard her. And when you have to do that, it stretches the floor a little bit for us, allows Elle to get to the basket for driving kick threes, whether it's Katie or Cameron or whoever. We can really shoot it. When we get going, we can be hard to guard.
You got Katie Cherry. She was on the boards all night long.
Hot Rod is all we call her, and we call her the menace. I mean, her job is just to cause chaos, and that fits her personality perfect. She embraces that role. She's one that doesn't care about scoring. She's a fantastic teammate. You know, she took a year off last year and, you know, to concentrate on volleyball, going to Western Kentucky to play volleyball. And for her, you know, she hasn't had reps. She hasn't been down the stretch in the trenches when it comes winning time. And, man, you would have never known it tonight. I mean, she was as good as anybody.
Coach, you got some hardware tonight. You're going to put that somewhere. And next week, you're going to meet the Franklin Lady Eagles. They spend a lot of time in the gym over there.
Yeah, it'll be a big challenge for us. They're always competitive. Coach Bates over there is going to do a good job in his first year. Tremendous basketball family there and lots of respect for him. But I told our girls at center court as they were handing us the trophy tonight that we're going to enjoy the heck out of this one tonight, but that's not our goal. We didn't set a goal this season to go win the Jennings County Tip-Off Classic. We want to cut down nets at the end of the season. That's our goal. We had an opportunity to get better tonight, and we did.
Coach, you're going to take a ride home. It's going to be a couple hours. Are you on a bus?
We are on a bus. I imagine it's going to be a loud music fueled party on the way home.
I wish I was on so we could talk about RUSP right
now. Me too, AJ. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
So that was Coach Keegan Cherry. So what that guy is good. He's good for the girls, and he's good for Hamilton Heights. We're going to bow out of here. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you Tuesday. Home game, Hamilton Heights and Lady Eagles of Franklin. And I hope you'll tune in. Put me in sports.com.